This is an IELTS Energy bonus, the only business English course for the new economy.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we share Band 9 vocabulary and idioms from recent interviews conducted for our new Business English language course. Listen up so you can use these on IELTS for any business-related topics. To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. Aubrey and I are here for a special bonus episode. Aubrey, what are we talking about today?
Well, so Jessica and I have both just finished some amazing interviews with business professionals who were just fascinating to talk to. And we want to share with you guys some of the vocabulary that they shared that we teach in our business course. I know we've talked to you a little bit about this, but in case you missed it, we have created a business course for All Ears English. And the initial soft launch is going to be exclusive by invitation only for a very small group of students to test it out, give us feedback and advice. So to get on that list, go to allearsenglish.com/early and you will be invited if you're one of the very first people and make it in. And we're very excited about this course. It's been a fascinating process. We have worked our fingers to the bone, right, Jessica?
Yes, this is true. And our voices and our brains, and I know those idioms don't make sense, but it's all true. Yeah. Guys, as you'll see when we share with you a couple recent interviews that Aubrey and I have done, what makes this course so unique and honestly, like, just head and shoulders above any other business course in the world is that our goal, our aim is to prepare you guys to succeed in a new economy. How can we use English and business skills? It's not just vocab. It's not just English. These are business skills that we're teaching you. And the focus is on how can you succeed in a new economy? Because the world is changing, obviously, and you guys need to be ready to change with it. So that brings me to the interview I want to talk about, which is one that I just conducted this morning, actually. It's a guy named Scott Faust, and he's actually a friend of mine, but he works in technology, specifically mapping technology. And he works for a company that is over 150 years old. And like, talk about evolution, right? Like when that company started, it was paper maps, like literal tangible paper maps, you guys. So what we talked about and what you guys will see in the course is that what skills does a company need to pivot? How can a company stay nimble in the face of emerging technologies, innovation, competition, globalization? Like, it's huge. And again, like, this is something you will never get in any other course. So a couple amazing phrases that, yeah, you guys could also use them on IELTS, right? To pivot means to change direction. And you could do that individually or as a company. And to be nimble. Nimble is an adjective. It's like agile, quick, easy to change, right? Easy to change direction, nimble. Yeah, so guys, again, before Aubrey talks about her favorite interview, I want to remind you guys, if you want to be the first to get into this course, remember, limited enrollment, guys, allearsenglish.com/early. All right, so what was your favorite recent interview, Aubrey?
Yeah, so this is one I did just yesterday. I interviewed Dustin Kahn, who is a talent acquisition leader at Amazon. So he's in charge of hiring, and they hire hundreds of thousands of employees every year. So he's incredibly busy. And having to deal with, you know, digital interviews, which we talk a lot about that in one of the modules too, because it's kind of going that way where rarely are there, at least your first contact is rarely an in-person interview anymore. There are often digital interviews, at least a phone call before you ever meet with someone in person, and you have to be able to impress that way, you know? So it was really interesting because he's just so busy that he has had to come up with strategies of how to be able to make sure he's not digging shallow holes. This is an idiom we teach in the course. It means you're starting projects, but not really finishing anything, not moving along enough. And so he was able to give some really good advice. One of them is that he has to, everyone shares calendars anymore. And he has to chunk time where he will do related things at once. So chunking time is just an expression, you know, if you chunk anything, you're gathering it together in a nice little package, a little chunk.
Yeah.
And he has to also chunk time if he knows he's going to need a little bit of time for like downtime. So he's not going straight through all day long. He'll have just like a moment of zen scheduled on his calendar.
Nice.
And just prioritizing, right? So you have probably heard this word before, the verb to prioritize. This is used a lot in the business world because you have to multitask. You have multiple deadlines for multiple projects, and you have to know what is it I need to be working on right now. And so prioritizing is just deciding what is most important. That is what I'm going to spend my time on first. So it was a fascinating interview. He's a fascinating person, like everyone that I interviewed. I learned so much. I'm so excited for all of you to learn so much through this course.
I mean, just these two interviews that we talked about, and guys, there are tons of native interviews in this course. Just these two show you how different this business English course is compared to what's out there, because the beginning stages of development for any new product, any new course, right? To find out what else is out there, right? And I could tell you guys, I did a lot of research before planning this course, and I can tell you that all of the other courses I saw, they're still preparing you for a job interview in 1999, right? Like, here's how you print a resume, and this is when you shake hands in person. Guys, I mean, yeah, sometimes that stuff still happens, sure. But guys, that's not the future, right? Like, so in this course, guys, we are talking about reality. What do you need right now to succeed as a professional? So not just the tools, the language items, the grammar, the vocab, job hunting skills, interview skills, this is all covered, but it's all through a lens of succeeding in this new world that we're finding ourselves in. So guys, definitely don't miss your chance to get in first. If English is at all part of your profession, you guys, go to allearsenglish.com/early. All right. Awesome. Aubrey, thank you so much for doing this little bonus episode with me.
Yeah, you too. I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.